All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Houston Rockets Daily. My name's Jackson. This is the Let's Talk Rockets episode number 46. The Houston Rockets debuted tonight on the road against the Orlando Magic. They unfortunately lost 86-116. We're going to dive into it tonight. Not thrilled. I don't know. I'm trying to keep a level head on this because, you know, I get it. We've been the worst team in the last 3 years, and we were the second worst team last year. What's up, Cozy? How you doing, man? But, it's the Orlando Magic, you know? And he lost 86-116. I mean, to me, it's unexcusable and it's unacceptable. Obviously, Ime Udoka, I would imagine, feels the same. And I would imagine everybody on the Houston Rockets and in that organization also thinks the exact same. So, you know, we're going to try to not overreact. We won't overreact. But if we had to overreact, you know, that'd be a whole different can of worms here. It's just terrible. It was a terrible basketball game, except for maybe a couple of minutes in the third quarter there. So before we get into it, man, hit that like button, hit that sub button. If you guys do enjoy it, like daily Houston Rockets content. Once again, these are available on Apple and Spotify streaming sites. The link is directly in the bio, or type in Let's Talk Rockets on your respected streaming platform. It should be up immediately afterwards, but we're turning these live streams into a podcast so you guys can listen to it and all that fun stuff. So we got the Zinni in, and let's get into it. But what's up? We got the chat. Yeah, what's up, Joshua? I just made a Houston Texans video about 5 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, whatever. We got Pedro in the chat. I think the Rockets will be okay this season, even though they stunk it up. Man, we could have lost at least by single digits, but 30 points, it's really bad. The Rockets box score does not look too hot. It's 82 games. We got 81 left of them, but, you know, I was like talking to a buddy about this because I was so excited for tonight earlier today. You win like, what, 17 games 3 years ago when you trade James Harden, and then what did we win, like 18 or 19 the year after, and what did we win last year, like 21 or 22? You'd at least love a more competitive basketball game. Like I said, I mean, the game ended relatively recently, and I just made a Houston Texans video, so we'll dive into the film as the tomorrow progresses and the night progresses. But just in general, man, the Houston Rockets shot 40.5% from the field. They went 12 of 34 from downtown, shooting 35% clip. That actually works for me. Something that feels like ever since I started making Houston Rockets content has been a huge pain in their ass, and that's free throw shooting, which is crazy. They shot 62.5% from the free throw line. They only went 10 of 16. I want more aggressiveness. I want more fouls. Something to note. And then we have, by the way, like a lot of this isn't going to sound good. I hate being negative, but these are just facts. These are the stats of the game. They got out rebounded 56-31, which is horrible. They got out offensive rebound 16-7. Assist numbers, they were tied. Total turnovers, they had 19 total turnovers, I think. Like 8 in the first quarter? Like I said, as the week progresses, we'll dial all up these statistics. But, the Magic did have 16 turnovers. However, it just was super sloppy to start the game, and it was just relatively sloppy all the way through it. Even though the turnovers technically simmered down after the first quarter, they were still there, and there were a lot of miscues. Particularly with communication, at least that's what I saw. Points in the paint, 54-32 outscored. They did have a lead for 3 points. And 30 points. Like, I'm trying to be, normal here. A 30-point game, dude, is terrible. I haven't really paid attention to what's going on across the league. We got Victor Wembanyama. Jeez, I'm like... I'm watching the first quarter of the Spurs game. Obviously, we're not huge Spurs guys on the Houston Rockets Daily Channel, but they had 40 points in the first quarter. It's not over. The San Antonio Spurs, the team who finished with the worst record than the Houston Rockets last season, and didn't have as many big-time splashes in free agency and only selected – I mean, Victor Wembanyama is Victor Wembanyama, but still, I haven't watched the game, so you know, I guess this – is out of pocket here, but yeah, the San Antonio Spurs have 40 points in the first quarter and it's not over yet, and we had 86. I mean, it was terrible. Let's get into the players here. Alperen Şengün was the player of the game. 14 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. He started the night 6 of 6. He missed his next 5 shots. They did run the offense through Alperen Şengün at various points in the game, specifically to start the third quarter, which was when Houston made a little bit of a comeback. You had guys like Dylan Brooks. I mean, Dylan Brooks, 14 points tonight, 5 of 7 from the field, 4 of 6 from downtown. You know, it's not even like we played. I do think, you know, I'll actually just say, I think the Houston Rockets played way too passive tonight. There were a lot of moments where it felt like, and it's a good thing, you know, it's certainly fixable. It just felt, I don't know if overpassing is the right word. What's up, Jorge? But it felt like they were trying to do too much to start the game, at least in the first quarter. I think they were certainly trying to do a little bit too much. And you'd see more passiveness from guys like Freddie Double V, Dylan Brooks, even Jalen Green. It was a horrible first quarter, despite the score being, what was it, 20-29? Yeah, 20-29, 23-25, Magic way in the second quarter. You know, we had 43 points at halftime. You know, we just could not. And at that point in the game, it's not like we were shooting all that inefficient. It was just there were turnover after turnover after turnover after turnover. I liked aggressive moments from Jabari Smith Jr., but at the end of the day, he finished with 7 points, 5 rebounds. He went 3-9 from the field, 0-4 from downtown. Jabari was aggressive and went to the rim, but like I said, I mean, he finished with 7 points, so it was few and far between. Freddie Double V had a horrible first half. However, he finished with 14 points, 5 assists. 5 of 13 from the field, 4 of 6 from downtown. And that kind of gets me to what I'm saying here. Like, I want a guy like Fred to be way more aggressive. You know, when we signed Fred and when we signed Dylan Brooks, the concern was for some people was shot chucking and just, you know, poor shot selection. And I don't personally have that issue because those are two shooters. I know Dylan Brooks shot, you know, like 30, 32% in the last two seasons, but Dylan Brooks can make threes and Freddie Double V certainly can make threes. I just would like them to be more aggressive scoring the basketball. I didn't, you know, to be honest with you, I didn't really even like the way the offense looked tonight. Really sucked. And then obviously the final starter in the equation was Jalen Green, JG4. He's going to be in the news tomorrow. Or just on Twitter or whatever, however you ingest your news, he's going to be all over it. People are going to ridicule the hell out of him. I'm not too concerned with Jalen Green because I think we've established on this channel that Jalen Green should not and will not be the number one option if and when Houston gets to its championship form, which is perfectly fine. If Jalen Green's giving me 20 freaking plus points every single night, I don't really give a damn what his other statistics are, as long as it's, you know, relatively efficient and he's not turning the ball over 4 times a night. Shoot or shoot, and that's just a fact, man. Shoot or shoot. And Jalen Green went 2 of 10 from the field tonight. He only took 1 3, and I think he would certainly fall into that equation just like pretty much everybody on Houston. I would like to see him be way more aggressive. I don't want to give a promise because this was game one, but I would imagine the next 81 games, Jalen Green will not take less than one or less than 2 threes a game. You know, like he's certainly, I don't think we'll ever see this again, honestly, in Jalen Green's career where he takes 1 3. So hopefully this fuels him and it should fuel these guys, especially with Ime Udoka, you know, as our new coach. And I think personally, I don't want to speak for the rest of Rockets fans, but I imagine everybody will agree with this statement. I feel so much more secure and so much you know, more hopeful, and you know, I'm a lot more willing to be patient after this first game than I would be with Steven Silas. Like, if Steven Silas was our head coach tonight, I'd be like, wow, we still don't know what the hell we are doing. But it's game one, man. We were the second worst team in basketball last season, and I know that Orlando also was not a playoff team last year, and they're also, you know, still rebuilding, but you know, they had the number one draft pick last year. I know we had number three, but like, you know, it just is what it is. That's really the reality of this whole situation. Jeff Green saw 14 minutes of action tonight. Reggie Bullock, Jayshon Tate. I think Jayshon Tate actually did a phenomenal job from what I saw of him. 5 points, 2 rebounds, and a steal and a block. That doesn't, you know, blow your mind away, but the eye test certainly proved Jayshon Tate tonight. And then he went 2-2 from the field, and then he had that one three-pointer, the one and only three he took, and he cashed it. So I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, you know, could Jayshon Tate be a 35-plus three-point shooter this season? We did see a little bit of Reggie Bullock, and then we saw a little bit of Jock Landale, like very, very minimally. He did not do well when he was first. What were our first two bench guys? It was Amon Thompson and Jock Landale. And, yeah, certainly a game to forget with Jock, but, you know, one of those we'll see. The two rookies, you know, are two rookies. So Amon Thompson did horrible, to just keep it a buck. I think just like a lot of the Houston Rocket players, he was trying to do a little bit too much, which is perfectly fine because it was his rookie debut in 21 minutes of action, which would have been a little bit higher if the Rockets didn't get blown out, I would imagine. He had 8 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. He shot 3 of 10 from the field. And you know what? Props to Amon Thompson. He took 7 threes tonight, which blew my mind. He made one of them, unfortunately. But he did have the 4 turnovers, which was a huge – I mean, all of our turnovers tonight were momentum killers. But – It felt like, you know, I'm trying to think of a specific possession. It was a fast break. Amon Thompson stole it. Guys were on the ground. He grabs it. He's got Alperen Şengün running towards the rim, and whoever it was who was guarding him was all up on Amon's face. You know, he could have thrown a lob or, you know, some type of bounce pass to Şengün for an easy layup, and he turns the ball over, lost his dribble. So, you know, these are things I'm not worried about with the rookie Amon Thompson. And then we did see 10 minutes of Cam Whitmore, and that certainly wasn't better. He did only have 1 turnover in 10 minutes, but he shot 0-4 and 0-2 from downtown. So the efficiency wasn't there. You know, shots weren't going in. It certainly wasn't great. Dylan Brooks did a phenomenal job on defense. I actually chuckled. I can't remember the other guy. Ryan Hollins is one of them. And whoever the other guy is, I like him way more than Ryan. No disrespect to either of them. But he called some point in the game. He made a comment saying, like, well, the Houston Rockets will have an elite defense. What we do know is the Houston Rockets will have an elite defense this season. I'm thinking to myself, like, oof. I don't know why that would happen. Rome wasn't built in a day, man. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. I've opened Şengün's my 5 and Fred's my 1. Jalen's my 2. And Jabari's in a second season. I don't really know why we would have an elite defense, but neither here nor there. I don't want to throw salt in the wound. And then we do play, as Pedro says, we do play thick. Well, they only have 45 points now in early second quarter. So we do play the Spurs on Friday. Tari Eason, Pedro, is out for the next couple of weeks, and he certainly will help with the defense, and he'll help with the effort. Like, Tari Eason, you know, is certainly a big player in this, but at the end of the day, I mean, he's still a bench player, and he's still entering his sophomore campaign. So, you know, I wouldn't think losing by 30 if Tari Eason played tonight, we would have won, but it certainly would have made some type of impact. I wouldn't worry. In order to win, you got to lose same way you learn. Detroit lost to Miami by just 1 point. I mean, if we lost, that's the kind of loss I prefer. That's just, you know, that's the whole theme with this is we lost by 30. So, you know, I hate to even sound negative, to be honest with you guys in this, but you know, it's a game to forget, man. So tomorrow will be probably a lot of overreactions. You know, considering the moves we made in the offseason and the way some of our players look tonight, a lot of it is granted. You got to hold yourself accountable. And that's what has me 100% hopeful, regardless of how we look tonight, is Ime Udoka will hold these players accountable. And these players know it, and they know they played bad. And everybody, it's no, he lost by 30 to the Orlando Magic. You had a whole summer to prepare for this basketball game. And I want, you know, part of me wants to say no excuses. They have to play better, and that is true. But at the same time, we also want to be patient because, you know, this was like a 22-win team last season. So, you know, it is what it is. It really is what it is. I don't want to, you know, even, I think, you know, yesterday or on our last stream, we talked about, you know, Houston Rocket win projections. And I think I went with like, you know, somewhere between 35 and 38 or something like that. And, you know, I don't even think that's applicable after one game. So it's one game, man. It's a lot different than a sport like maybe football, NFL, college football, where, you know, you get blown out by 30 in week one. And I feel like the writing might be a little bit on the wall here unless you make a statement week two. But this is basketball and it's completely different. We got 81 of these left. And we're going to kick it off on the road on San Antonio again on Friday. And then what we got, Houston or Golden State at home on Sunday. So, I mean, it is what it is, man. You know, it is what it is. These things happen. There's going to be growing pains. I just think the pain was a lot, you know, more sharper than I had anticipated for the first game of this season. So, yeah, I mean, that's really all I got for tonight for our live chat on YouTube right now. If anybody's got any comments, any opinion on here, get it out while you got it, because, I mean, that really is it for tonight. It's just, I want to forget about this game. We're gonna dive into the film tomorrow, and we'll eat it for breakfast, and we'll continue to eat it around lunchtime, and we'll get another stream out to you guys sometime tomorrow afternoon, hopefully. And yeah, man, we'll go from there. But it is what it is. Hit that like button, hit that sub button for Daily Rockets content. If we get to 20 wins, do you think Stone's gone? I mean, I don't even want to think about that, but yeah, I would imagine for sure. So yeah, once again, guys, this is available on streaming platforms, links down below, or type in Let's Talk Rockets on your respected streaming site. Hopefully tomorrow will be a better day. And that's all I got, man. We'll see you tomorrow.